The UN commander in Bosnia, Lieutenant General Sir Michael Rose, has announced an immediate ceasefire agreement between the Muslim-led Bosnian government and Bosnian Serbs, suspected in Saturday's bloody mortar attack. This comes as NATO had trouble approving a U.S.-French ultimatum to mount airstrikes on Bosnian Serbs if they don't pull their 500 big guns 12 miles back from Sarajevo in a matter of days. NATO Secretary General Manfred Werner, who's battling cancer, arrived at the Brussels meeting with somber words.
This will be a very important meeting, if not a decisive one. That's why I've decided to chair it myself, against the advice of my doctors. And I can only give you my private opinion now. It's time to act. We had enough words.
Still, Britain and Canada objected to the plan. Greece, while saying it won't oppose airstrikes, will not allow its bases to be used. CBS News correspondent Tom Fenton is in Brussels.
The main proposal on the table gives the Serbs 7 to 10 days to pull their big guns back from Sarajevo or face airstrikes. France and the United States are the leading proponents of action, but other nations are reluctantly coming round to their point of view. What needs to be decided now are the details, exactly when and how airstrikes would be ordered, and what the targets would be. It's a momentous decision for the alliance. If NATO does decide to act, this could be the first time the 44-year-old alliance has fired a shot in anger. Many diplomats believe that if it does not take action now to stop the slaughter on its doorstep, its credibility will be seriously weakened. Tom Fenton, CBS News, at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
President Clinton, who first opposed a fixed deadline for the Serbs, was on the phone last night with French President Mitterrand. Without an ultimatum, he wants French troops to be withdrawn from Bosnia. Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic has ruled out withdrawal and says any planes attacking Serb forces will be shot down. And in Moscow, his soul brother, ultranationalist Vladimir Zhirinovsky, was characteristically apocalyptic.
If you bomb Bosnia, you open the war against Russia. It's begin the Third World War.
Richard Miller of Catholic Aid in Sarajevo worries that NATO action could make a hungry city even more so.
Sarajevo could become cut off from the outside world because the Serbs who are besieging the city wouldn't let aid through. And therefore, the only way that we could get aid in is through airlifting. And if the Serbs do have the weaponry, that would potentially be too dangerous.
But UN refugee official Chris Janowski says they'll manage somehow.
We'll continue to deliver aid as long as we can do it, as long as it is logistically feasible and practically feasible. And if we have to put our aid operation on hold for a while, we'll do, and then we'll resume.
And those NATO talks are set to resume at about this hour. The PLO says it's within 2 hours of signing a partial agreement in Cairo with Israel's foreign minister, Shimon Peres, who earlier reported progress in meetings with Yasser Arafat. He said he didn't resolve all the problems with Palestinian self-rule in Jericho and the Gaza Strip.
There are some issues that we talked tete-a-tete privately, and we are trying to bridge over some difficulties.
It's 4 minutes past the hour. The Washington Times reports the Rose Law Firm in Little Rock, where Hillary Rodham Clinton was a partner, last week shredded documents relating to the Whitewater Development Corporation. The paper cited as its source an unidentified Rose employee who said the documents included material showing the involvement of President and Mrs. Clinton, along with James and Susan McDougal, in the Arkansas real estate venture. The Rose Law Firm denies the story. Winter-weary states from coast to coast are in for more snow and ice, with a few inches more forecast in places like northern New Jersey, on top of yesterday's record 9 inches. Bob Griffin is at a truck stop in Waukegan, Illinois.
Traffic's moving very slow, probably about 25 miles an hour, and visibility is probably less than an eighth of a mile, because it's really snowing and blowing.
Truck driver Sean Sherry.
Up in Milwaukee, Wisconsin's the worst that I've hit it. It was glare ice. You can't drive through it at all. It's, well, we call it black ice. It's just glare ice. You can't tell it's there until something bad happens.
Several more inches of snow are also forecast for Arizona and Oklahoma. With damage estimates from the Los Angeles earthquake reduced from $30 billion to $20 billion, the federal government's $8.6 billion aid package comes up today in the full Senate. The Appropriations Committee added $250 million for Midwest flood relief and cut over $3 billion in other programs to offset disaster aid. A judge in San Diego has declared a mistrial in a lawsuit filed by a former federal nuclear inspector who claimed she developed cancer because of leaking radiation at the San Onofre nuclear power plant. Suzelle Smith, attorney for plaintiff Rong Tang, said the jury deadlocked 7-2 in her favor.
The two women jurors said that they had some doubts, that they were not convinced that her cancer was caused by San Onofre.
A retrial has been scheduled for next month, but Southern California Edison Vice President Dick Rosenblum doesn't sound eager to reach an out-of-court settlement.
We'll certainly participate in any settlement discussions that someone might ask us to, but right now we certainly don't have any intention that way.
Tang underwent a bone marrow transplant in December, and her doctors say she has a 50% chance of living 5 years. It's 6.5 past. China's maximum leader has something in common with the groundhog. As Ali Moore reports from Beijing, he's made his annual February appearance.
China's state-run television headlining Deng Xiaoping's New Year appearance in Shanghai. The 89-year-old, who holds no formal position but remains powerfully influential, looked even frailer than last year. His daughter supported his arm as he shook hands with party officials, and he appeared to have difficulty focusing. Although he spoke, his words were not broadcast. These annual New Year appearances are closely watched for indications about Deng Xiaoping's health, which is the subject of persistent speculation. Ali Moore for CBS News, Beijing.
Miami lawyer Daniel Heller, who claimed he was persecuted by the Internal Revenue Service, has settled a lawsuit against it for $500,000. He had been convicted twice of tax evasion, but both convictions were overturned. Heller claimed IRS agents pursued him after he defended the now-defunct Miami News and its refusal to divulge confidential sources for a 1975 series about an IRS investigation called Operation Leprechaun.
I'm elated not only for me, but for all taxpayers, and even for the IRS. I think the IRS is to be commended for admitting its wrongdoing and trying to set things straight.
However, the IRS said the agreement was not an admission that it had harassed Heller. Leaked copies of President Clinton's drug strategy show an 18% increase for prevention and treatment programs. Overall spending goes up by $1 billion to over $13 billion. Police in Jersey City, New Jersey have arrested an 18-year-old suspect in Sunday's death of a baby hit by a bowling ball thrown from an overpass onto her family's car. This year's Oscar nominations are out, with actress Christine Latta announcing the Best Picture field.
The Fugitive, Arnold Copelson, producer. In the Name of the Father, Jim Sheridan, producer. The Piano, Jan Chapman, producer. The Remains of the Day, Mike Nichols, John Calley, and Ishmael Merchant, producers. And Schindler's List, Steven Spielberg, Gerald R. Molin, and Bronco Lustig, producers.
Late word from Sarajevo, the Bosnian Serbs, according to the UN commander, have agreed to pull back their heavy weaponry from around Sarajevo and put it under UN monitoring. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead 4.79 at 3910.82. It's 10 past.